What better for summer reading than the writer Gabriel Garcia Marquez? Gabo, as he's known affectionately in many countries of South America, was the liberal and left-wing author of such books as 100 Years of Solitude, Leaf Storm, and many others, and was a literary friend of not a few world leaders, including the young Fidel Castro. Indeed, it was only when Bill Clinton became president that Garcia's travel ban to the U.S. was lifted, and he was allowed a visa, with Clinton describing him as one of his favorite authors. Gabo, or when he was small, Gabito, was born in Colombia in 1927. Colombia, of course, has both a Pacific coast and a Caribbean coast, and he spent much of his youth in and around the latter. He and a sister were at first raised by his grandparents in the small inland town of Aracataca until about the age of 9. Gabito loved his liberal grandfather, Colonel Nicolas Marquez Mejia, who would take the little boy everywhere, bank, post office, cinema, circus, and in 100 Years of Solitude it is clear that José Arcadio Buendía is largely modeled after this grandpa. His actual father, a young, politically conservative, disapproved of by the grandparents, womanizer, who made many attempts at opening a pharmacy in various small towns, was not close, and drifted in and out of the boy's life for short visits while making Garcia's mother pregnant 11 times in all. When Gabito was about 10, the family moved up to Barranquilla on the Caribbean coast, where they lived in poverty, the father sometimes earning a few pesos painting store signs. Garcia's biographer, Gerald Martin, describes the preteen boy as pale, underfed, and underdeveloped. One of Gabito's teachers in Barranquilla, Rosa Elena, said that the boy was quiet, hardly spoke, very, very shy, and never liked sports. Nevertheless, his classmates liked him, partly because he could write funny stories about various topics, including the teachers. The educational system in Colombia was slightly different from ours, and at 15 he was sent by riverboat and train to the cold and damp capital, Bogotá, 8,000 feet up in the eastern Andes. He arrived essentially penniless and without warm clothes on a day that he described later as the worst day of his life. A distant relative met him, however, and he was to apply for a scholarship to college or secondary school, but the line of applicants stretched from the Ministry of Education along two streets. By a stroke of luck, the director of educational grants recognized him from the riverboat and took him to the front of the line. He did well in the exams and was offered a free place in the National College for Boys, not in Bogota, but in the city of Zipaquirá. Garcia Marquez just got his baccalaureate, and although he knew he wanted to be a writer, his mother advised law school first, back in Bogota. His heart was not in it, and fortunately there was an uprising in the capital after the first year, so he found himself doing his second year of the law degree back in the 16th century coastal town of Cartagena, where he supported himself writing for a liberal newspaper at night and going to law school by day. There isn't time to describe his period in Rome, his 2 years of extreme poverty in Paris, sharing a dingy room with a lovely Spanish would-be actress, nor her pregnancy and hemorrhaging, nor how he was reduced to finding deposit bottles. As he told his biographer, there is public life, private life, and secret life. Once in Paris, taking someone's garbage out, he managed to find some food in it. His novel Leaf Storm was published in 1955 when he was 28. He married at age 31 and was 40 when 100 Years of Solitude came out to worldwide acclaim, allowing him to leave journalism. Love in the Time of Cholera appeared in English 3 years after he had received the 1982 Nobel Prize for Literature. At the age of 72, he was diagnosed with lymphoma, but was able to go on writing stories and novels almost up to his death in 2014 at age 87.